But once it gets going, it's hard to slow this defensive front down.
Well, I think, first thing, the offense puts up points early, and gives us, opportunities, because teams have to start throwing the ball. They can't run it anymore just based off the way the game's going. And then with our DBs and our linebackers, when they, they'll take away first reads and make quarterbacks hold the ball, which will give us lots of time. And then we have different guys who are going to step up making plays. Malik, with a sack and a half, multi-sack game was huge. Yannick, he's been consistently balling all year, I think he has 7 quarterback hits. That's ridiculous.
It really is. And that's the thing about it, too. There's a lot of guys, a lot of half sacks yesterday. That means there's a lot of guys around the quarterback, and that tells you something about the depth of this group, right?
Yeah. You see guys, Ely, getting his first, half sack, which is pretty cool. Sheldon, being at home, our depth is very strong in the D-line room, but it really is it's a testament to, the two guys around us. Our linebackers and our DBs do a great job, making quarterbacks hold the ball, and if you give us extra split second with our talent, good things are going
to
happen.
How important was the shutout to this group? Was that one thing on the list you guys wanted to get accomplished this season, or is that as the game went on, you're like, hey, we can shut these guys out?
Yeah, we've had some opportunities earlier this year. We always, anytime you have a game going on your side, you want to get the goose egg. That's like, the biggest reward you can have is a defense, And so, anytime there's opportunity, it becomes very serious, we definitely, made sure everybody knew, hey, stay focused. Now we got a chance to get a goose egg, so it feels pretty good. That's definitely a huge accomplishment. In the NFL, it's very hard to do. So when you get one, you take that with a lot of pride.
You go through the record books now, and you're starting to look, and this defense is being compared to some of the defenses in the past, like the 10-sack day, the 84 Bears, all that stuff. Does that do anything for you guys? Do you worry about that kind of stuff? Is it just another game in the season? What do you feel about being compared to some of the other defenses in the past?
I mean, it's always cool to get, people start talking about how good you can be or how good you are, but at the end of the day, it's, it's week 7, there's a lot of football left to be played, and, when you really want to be compared to those guys, it's at the end of the year for what you accomplished for the whole season. And right now, we're just a 4-3 team, going to a bye week, trying to, regroup and figure out how we can go out there and make a push for these playoffs.
Cool. Did you think when you signed here that you'd be playing significant games in November right away?
Yeah. Without a doubt, that was the goal. And you look at, the guys on this team, you knew that, and you look at the coaching staff and what they were going to do, I had a good feeling that this is a real possibility. Honestly, I feel like, our record should be better than it is, but at the end of the day, going forward, we're in control of our destiny, and that's where you want to be.
What's the bye week routine for somebody like you?
It's really just, make sure you get your mind off football for a little bit. And then, but you take care of my body, still doing some workouts. And, so you really can't get all the way away from it. But, I plan to watch a lot of football, like I always do. And, just come back, ready to ball out.